This audio is from Sai Baba Center meeting on April 17, 2016. The quote that is being discussed is, "Do not be misled by what you see around you or be influenced by what you see. You live in a world which is a playground of illusion, full of false paths, false values, and false ideas, but you're not part of that world." This quote is from Sai Baba.
بابا میگه تمام اینها این دنیا مثل یه زمین بازیه، پر از خواب
تصوراته
و پر از ارزش ها و ایده های غلط. به همین سادگی شما از این دنیا نیستین.
چند نفر صحبت میکنن و بعد سوال پیش میاد که بابا مورد خطابش کیا هستن؟ دانشجوهاش هستن یا کلن همه؟ و بعد گوپی جونم سوالی میکنن که ساتیام جواب میدن. The question arises that who's Baba is speaking with? Is it his students or everybody? And also Gopi Jun asks a question which Satyam intervenes and clarifies the whole situation.
من هم تقریبا همین سوالی که کردی داره و میخواستم اینجوری بگم. اولا وقتی بابا میگه که but you are not part of the world. اون you کیه؟ اون you is the little I?
She's saying Baba is talking to the ego or the self. Let's not start going way off the path. Okay. It's not that serious. It's very simple here. He said, do not be misled by what you see around. Just imagine a father comes in a room and has few kids. Says, children, sit down. I want to tell you a truth. It doesn't matter if they're on the path or not. This is a truth, like you can say, these are the lights to a child. You know, you're teaching them the light. So Baba comes in and says, sit down, kids. I would like to give you an advice, ye pand beda. Then he goes and says, listen, the world that you see around you is just a playground. It's just an illusion, it's not real. And because of that, everyone in the world has a false value and false paths they follow and ideals. But you are not part of this world. You are much greater than this world. Just remember that as your father's advice, period. There is no mystery about it. خب، حالا جواب تو به کی داره میگه؟ داره به بچه ها میگه. بهشون میگه ببین، به این کوچیکی هم که فکر میکنی هستی نیستی. He's telling the children you are not little. You are greater than what you think. It's few people talking to each other. It's just an advice. It's not mystical where you can say who is he talking to or is he his devotee or not. It's just like a father and children type of a thing. And no, he is not. He's talking to the individual, telling them that they are not individual. That's what is happening here.
Tim, this reminds me of what you always said, like how from the beginning we were taught wrong, like everything that they taught us from the beginning was so wrong. And then how you always said, wouldn't it be wonderful if from the very beginning we taught our children?
Yeah, that's what Baba was doing
truth,
right here.
And like how you teach the parents on our path from the very beginning to.
It's really interesting because this morning in the place that I was, I wanted to shout out that we are not of this world. And you brought this quote.
Like when I read this, I thought what it said to me was kind of like, don't get stuck in your own head. Mm-hmm. You know, and like the playground is my mind. And mm-hmm. that's not who you are. It's never going to tell you who you are. Mm-hmm. Or what life is, or you know, really.
Beautiful.
Adrian continues to explain about her understanding, and Babak asks a few questions, and then Satyam interjects. Adrian یه مقداری جوابش رو توضیح میده و بابک هم سوالایی میکنه و بعد ساتیام صحبت میکنن.
قبلا هم یه همچین کوتی میخوندم، مثلا یه همچین گفته میخوندم، مثلا فکر میکردم خب حالا حتما باید یه راه ویژه، مثلا اون راهنما میخواد از ما که بریم مثلا این کار رو بکنیم، این کار نکنیم، یا مثلا عبادت کنیم یا پرستش کنیم یا حالا هر چیزی. بعد اصلا واسهش مهمه آیا مثلا ما توی زندگیمون موفق میشیم یا نمیشیم، نمیدونم از لحاظ مالی، از لحاظ کاری، از توی زندگیمون چقدر موفق هستیم نمیستیم. بعد گفتم خیلی فکر نمیکنم مثلا اهمیت داشته باشه، کسی که دیده واقعیت این رویا و خواب رو و میدونه این مثل یه خوابه که وقتی شب از خواب بیدار میشیم دیگه تهی نداره و همش یه خواب بوده، اون میدونه این دنیا هم مثل یه خوابه، وقتی هر کسی بیدار میشه حالا این خواب تموم میشه یا با مرگ و بیداری روشن شدن دیگه میفهمه که مهم نیست که چی بوده.
No, I'm going to come in. Yes, Guru cares, and that's why it took body and gave itself a lot of pain to come here. Why does he care? Because this is a game and you play it better, it's better for you. Guru comes and gives to those that need religion, religion. Those that need ritual, ritual. Those that need meditation, meditation. Those that need advice, advice. So, Baba did not have one job of go and do whatever you want to do as long as you know that this, because he had to build people in a different stage of life. Some people that were cruel, he had to talk to them about religion and how to do, to be good and to do good and all of that. In that respect, to play the game for an avatar, for him to play the game, he had to do all of this stuff. It was his role to play. Do you see what I'm saying? So this code he was saying this way. There are others that he would put rules and regulations down. We know that this is telling the highest truth, but nevertheless you need all the other steps to have the understanding of this. You would not understand that 5 years ago. The reason you understand because you've been coming up the ladder. Mm-hmm. So don't kick the ladder.
Is it
still the ladder? Is it profitable? So yes, you are right, but also in our case, this is it.
رادا ترجمه میکنه و در آخر ساتیام میگن.
اما نوردبونو از زیر پات لگت نزن. ارزش داره. ارزشش اینه. این درکی که الان داری.
Not that you did. It was just a metaphor. You didn't do that, but I just wanted to make a point that we cannot put unlimited into the limit of he doesn't care. I want him to be free to care and not care and say this and then say that. To be so smart that we don't limit God with our understanding.
Yeah, I feel like if you chase, like you go into the playground to try to find success or whatever, you're probably going to get lost and you're missing half or most of where your strength is actually really going to come from. You know, like the grace of God that you have to accept that you're going to be ignoring if you're lost in the playground.
Adrian keeps talking about her point. And then there's a lot of discussion with from other people about what she's saying. And then Satyam interjects.
من فهم کنم که what Adrian was saying is that I totally agree. Once you start loving God and become in love with God, you rely solely on God, and you feel lost in the bazaar without forgetting. For us, this is true, because it gives us much more peace and equilibrium. But like Babak was saying, there are a lot of people that are successful, but they're not happy. So where ours would be more peace and happiness, the success in the world is effort. And the success to get to God is an effort. And so if your attention is more in God, it'll be provided without much efforts. If you put your effort in having a relationship with God, then your worldly things goes easier and effortlessly. You don't have to struggle. I think both of you are saying it right. Thank God that we feel that we need to be plugged in, all of us.
And the question that Babak asked initially about does God care or not, or does Babak care, it reminded me of how you talk about the agony of God, how like even today when you wanted to scream out to us, like, don't you get it, you're not of this world, like, I feel like that's the agony of God that you're talking about, that repeatedly this is said, and that if we don't get it, that's that.
The agony of the self.
بعد یه چار میگه که میپرسین آیا خداوند برش اهمیت داره؟ سای بابا میگه که من پشت دره هر کدومتون وایستادم، فقط منتظرم که شما این در رو باز کنید. آیا اگه خداوند برش اهمیت نداشت این در پشت درتون وایستادیم بولید؟ خداوند خودش رو جدا کرد توی قسمت های مختلف که به خودش عشق بده، اینقدر براش اهمیت داره.
و گوپی میگه که پس رحمت هست، فقط ما باید برگردیم
بتونیم استفادهش کنیم، بتونیم دریافتش
کنیم. ببین
من the bottom line is since God is love, the only way that we can feel closest through love. Period. That's what Baba says. God is love. خود اگر چنانچه خداوند عشقه، فقط به وسیله عشق میشه بهش دست پیدا کرد.
Richard reads two quotes from Baba, and then Baba asks.
بابا گفته بود که آمودار بتونم میگمش love is where is selflessness and self is where is lovelessness. And she
he's talking about the body self,
the self.
Both are the
that's it.
Thank you. Okay, thank you everyone for sharing. مرسی از همه، خیلی جلسه خیلی خوبی بود. مرسی از همه، مرسی از شما.
مرسی از شما، شما
میزید. After everybody sings Arati and they distribute vibhuti, Satyam explains for a newcomer what vibhuti is. بعد از آراتی و خوندن شعر vibhuti، Satyam برای کسی که جدید آمده توضیح میدن که vibhuti چیه.
این خاکستر ما وقتی هندوستان بودیم بابا میتونست از دستش خاکستر میاد برای معالجه کسانی که مریض بودن و اتفاق خیلی از ایرانی آمده بودم من اونجا بودم گفتن چشمون خوب نمیبینه بهشون داد و اینا و اینم خاکستره دیگه بعد از برنامه چیزه مثل هدیه است یه ذره آدم میذاره دهنش یه ذره به اینجاشو هم کاری که شما کردید.